Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 28th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is a Liana Boris in mourning. Hello, Liana.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to mourn the end of Big Brother Canada 6. I don't have a full veil. I meant to get it from Brent. I didn't get around to it. I have sunglasses when I can't see, so I'm just gonna be sad for the update. Is that okay?
It's okay. I think many of us are in mourning, including half the house in the Big Brother Canada.
Oh my, seriously, I'm just sticking with the theme of crying all day. Like, oh, I swear to God, they would run out of paper towels. There's not enough to like keep all of the house dry. Oh my goodness, this is a disaster.
Yes. How was your time in Boston, Liana?
Oh, it was so much fun. It was so much fun, of course, getting to see you. Oh my God. I'm not going to lie, though. The update yesterday was probably my favorite part. I wasn't even there for it, with Dom, like, shirtless, yes, running across. So I'm telling you, if you haven't checked it out, I know, Taryn, you brought it up on the audio so that people know, but I'm telling you, go back. Go back.
Yeah. Dom is very good at just, like, clothing just disappears from him and you don't even see it happen. He's just like, he's sleeping. He's fallen asleep on the couch and then all of a sudden his pants are off and it's like, whoa, when did that happen? I thought he was sleeping.
It's magic. It's a magic trick, Darren.
Yeah. We are back. We are back from Boston, although I'm technically still pretty close.
Yeah. You're home, though, in Boston.
Yes, we are here to talk about the Big Brother Canada 6 feeds and everything that happened on them yesterday. So let's get into it because it was a weird day. I mentioned, as soon as the triple eviction happened, I was like, all right, guys, the strategy is basically over. And I want to say I was partially wrong, but also definitely right, because I don't really want to call what happened yesterday strategy.
I was going to say, yeah, there were a lot of conversations, but it wasn't strategy at all. Like, talk about backdooring people. I'm sorry, that's not a thing. Like, talking about, oh, it's just math. It's just, oh, my gosh, it was all a disaster. We'll break it all down. But yeah, it was definitely not strategy.
I have a theory, and you know, if you don't know what happened yesterday, then we will explain it and you'll sort of see if you agree with this theory. But I think that the trio, they crumbled under the pressure of their indecision, having to make the decision before the triple whether or not to keep Allie or Kayla. I think it broke them. I think that they are mentally broken, and I'm not even exaggerating. I think they have lost their minds.
Yeah, no, that actually could be true, because I think what we saw on the feeds is a little bit of a mental breakdown from all three of them. And very bizarre. This was sort of, you know, we talk about, oh, Big Brother is a social experiment. You get to watch people, see how they interact. This was some like straight up psychology, like locking people in a room, torturing them kind of nonsense, because that's the behavior that I saw from the entire toxic trio.
Yes. Yes. All right. So we started the day and this is what kicks the whole thing off. Maddie talking with Kayla. Maddie is going to be telling Kayla some information. She's just playing the game, right? Like, she's telling Kayla, look, I think Paris and Will choose each other in the end. So, you know, I need to be able to do my own thing here. They thought that I had a deal with you guys. And Kayla's like, yeah, they were asking me about it all week long. Like, oh, does Maddie have a deal with you? Does Maddie have a deal with you? And she was like, yeah, they were just flip-flopping the whole week. Like, I wanted to keep you, but they just kept going back and forth. Like, even on the couches on eviction night, they were still arguing. And Kayla's like, yeah, I know. I was there. It's like, she's not even telling Kayla anything she doesn't already know.
Yeah. So this is like, we're still in normal territory. Yes. In this moment. Okay. So this conversation is like, if you're Maddie and you're put in this position where it's a clear pair and three other people who can be nominated, of course you're going to do what you need to do to try to stay off the block. Okay. So normal behavior, you know, trying to just reaffirm that she wanted to keep Kayla and that Paris and Will are the ones that have to go on the block. Normal.
Yeah, it's just normal stuff.
Normal conversation, yeah.
Kayla is going to be talking about how she can't take Derek to the final two. She knows this. She has to cut Derek eventually. This is going to be a line that she's going to continue to sell to the rest of the house guests, probably for the rest of the game until she's either out or has won the game. I know that a lot of people were buying this, actually. A lot of people were talking about, oh, is Kayla trying to cut Derek? Is Kayla trying to get him to go home this week? I don't think so. In my opinion, the answer is no. I think that would be a very, very terrible move for her, considering that I think she almost definitely beats Derek in the end, according to my exit interviews, which you should check out. But I don't think Kayla really wants to cut Derek, at least not yet. Not yet.
No. Yeah, I think that that's the case. I think there is some potential for her to cut him, to not take him to the final two. But when she does talk about Derek, it's always about, I'm not going to take him to final two, but there's still, I'm going to take him to final three, sort of implied. So I definitely think it's not, she doesn't want to get rid of him this week. And I really hope she doesn't, because that'd be so stupid for her game.
Yes. So let's just like, let's talk about Kayla and, the exit interview. So I talked with Allie, Olivia and Johnny. All three of them said that they would be willing to vote for, Dayla, essentially, but Kayla preferably. Johnny and Olivia were very, very funny. They were talking about, we're going to try and manipulate Ryan into voting for Kayla over Derek. I very much believe that Kayla beats Derek probably like 6-1 or something. I don't think Derek has a shot.
Yeah, I would totally co-sign that. And I think with somebody like Johnny in the house advocating for you, I mean, we saw what he can do in the Big Brother house. So I think that he's going to have a lot of sway with the jury. I'm like 95% sure Kayla's going to win unless there's something weird with comps, because I really think she's going to get there. And I think that she for sure will beat Derek if she's sitting next to him or any of these remaining people.
Yes. So then the question becomes, first of all, I think that if she cuts Derek, I think she still beats him if it's in the final three. But very bad move to cut him now when she needs him to win competitions, because because again, people were talking about like, oh, is Kayla going to do this? I think if Kayla decided to, for whatever reason, because she was encouraging him to take prizes in the veto competition, and she was like talking about how she was going to throw the veto competition. She was telling Maddie to win the veto competition at some point in the day. And I was like, is she trying to orchestrate Derek's downfall? I think maybe people thought that because they didn't believe that she was like not thinking everything through, but I actually think it would be way worse if she was thinking that through and trying to make that happen.
Yeah.
Then I think she'd get cut at final four easy. All it takes is losing the veto. Very, very bad move to do that. I don't think she is.
Yeah. I don't, from what we've seen from Kayla in the past, she doesn't really think that far ahead. So I think these sort of like subtle moves that could be taken is, oh, trying to get Derek out. There is no way she's thought that far ahead.
Yeah. Another interesting thing to come from the ex interviews, I think, it seems like Allie, in terms of who would win in the trio, if they somehow managed to get both of Derek or Kayla out, who would win? I think it was between Olivia, Allie, and Johnny. I think they all said Maddie first. Mm-hmm. Of course, Johnny said Will first. Yeah. But Olivia and Allie would prefer Maddie to win over Paris. I think Paris has a hard time winning this game. I think that almost everyone ranked her like last or next to last in terms of who they would vote for. Obviously, Ryan has a good personal relationship with her, but he didn't respect her game. So if Ryan voted for her, he's not going to be like advocating, oh no, she played a wonderful game. He's just going to be like, oh, well, I liked her, so I'm going to vote for her, but it's fine if you guys don't. I think Paris's chances, I was talking about how I thought Maddie was drawing dead, but it might actually be Paris who is.
I mean, I think that that's something that definitely I've voiced concerns about throughout the course of the season, is the fact that Paris sort of playing this like dumb role. Well, that's great, and that's going to help you get further to the end of like further along in the game, but it's definitely not going to help anybody vote for you. And I think that we're seeing the repercussions of that with the jury members right now, that they just don't respect her game. And I think also, so she had this really delusional monologue yesterday morning that was, it was a disaster. She was like going to try to claim credit for Erica's eviction and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was just like watching this, I was like, oh no, like the jury is just going to laugh at you if you get there. So even if she does, if she's going to stick with this plan of trying to like claim this mastermind edit, that's not what the jury sees. And I don't think that she's going to be able to convince them that that's the case. So she's really just shooting herself in her foot, like with doing this. So Paris might be the one drawing dead.
Yeah. And she also is going to claim that she was the one that saved Maddie during the double eviction with Olivia. And everybody knows that's not true. Johnny, especially, obviously Olivia also, especially if she makes that speech and she takes credit for multiple things that it was obvious she didn't do. I don't think there's any way she wins the game. I don't think she wins against any single person. I think her indecisiveness also is something that, like what Johnny said about the trio, in particular, Maddie and Paris, was that, you know, there is value to playing the game as a floater and to not win competitions and to, you know, do things behind the scenes. But you need to know what you're doing. You need to have an idea of what you want to do and have a plan and execute it. And he's like, these people don't, which is a completely accurate read, right? Like they think that they are masterminds, that they have been able to not win competitions and manipulate things from behind the scenes. Because like, it's almost like, again, like they are fans watching the show and they are being incredibly results oriented, even though they're living it. They're like, well, we're here, which means we did something right, which is what fans can often do. It's sometimes what edits can do. But the other players in the house are not buying it. And I think that they are going to have a lot of trouble winning a jury vote because of that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. No, seriously. It is funny. I mean, just because you got to the position that you are doesn't mean that you're responsible for getting everybody out like in your wake. That's really not the case. So I don't know. I mean, the mental breakdown is real. And this delusion, I think, just goes along with that.
Yes. And then the one other thing I wanted to talk about with the exit interviews is Will, because Johnny did say, and we'd heard him say this on the feeds, he doesn't want to vote for Derek. Johnny thinks that Derek is a privileged white male and just like he's the nice guy. He feels like society pushes, like he doesn't want this character to win over and over. I've seen some people have had issues with this, some people don't have issues with this, but regardless, in terms of the impact, Johnny will be trying to push for a Will win over a Derek win, which is very important because I do think that, as I've mentioned, this is the second most likely outcome for a final two. I think that it's that Derek probably wins the final four HOH, and then possibly Kayla loses that final four veto, gets clipped there, and then Derek decides bro alliance and he takes Will to the final two, which I think would be potentially a losing battle for him. Olivia ranked Will last. She's sick of him. She hates him. Liv would certainly vote for Dayla over Will. But what Olivia, I might have said Olivia twice. But what Olivia said about Will was like, she prefaced this, oh, but I'm open to being convinced, which tells me Johnny is going to be doing a lot of convincing about Will.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's the thing. I think that Johnny is so persuasive. I can see if he really wants to make an argument for Will to win over Derek, which would be insane. I think that he can do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, if Johnny is definitely voting Will over Derek, if you assume Paris and Maddie are both Will over Derek, that's three right there. Olivia said she's willing to be convinced. Ryan is not a fan of either Derek or Kayla. That's five potential votes right there. So we may have to watch out for a potential Will victory in this season, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, which is unfortunate is sort of an undersell of, oh my goodness, that would be terrible. Can you imagine Big Brother 6, such a good season, ends with a Will win? Oh, Lord.
I'm just hoping that, like, over the course of time, Johnny's like, can I really give it to this guy?
Yeah, that's what I'm really hoping for, too. Like, I'm hoping that, you know, just got out, you know, he's still got a little bit of, like, bitter jury-itis going on right now. Like, once he has some time to maybe kind of settle in, like, please come around. I mean, I don't want Derek to win either, but, like, I would rather have Derek win over Will.
Yeah, and like, you know, he did, Johnny did say Derek is after Will. He would vote for Derek over and over the other two. It's not like he's not willing to vote for Derek based on gameplay. Mm-hmm. But he did talk to Will about, like, we've been allies all game. If I'm in the jury, I'm going to help you win. And I think that's what this is about. But he'd still vote Kayla over Will just because he respects Kayla so much. But he wouldn't be willing to do that for Derek. However, I do think that if Kayla is in the jury house and she's talking about, like, oh, no, Derek did so much of what I was doing, too. I think there's a chance Johnny may turn around on this. But who knows? All right. So back to the game that at play here. Maddie is telling Kayla, she's finally letting Kayla know, well, if the third person of the trio who is not on the block wins the power of veto and then uses it, then Derek will be forced to go up and then we could vote him out. Theoretically, Kayla and Derek still didn't know this until Maddie told them.
Yeah, I don't understand how you didn't realize that, but that's what I'm saying. That's what Kayla does not think that far ahead. So that's why she wasn't planning to get Derek out. There's no, because she's just now learning about this potential situation, which is Maddie is really just, I mean, that's the truth of what, like, could happen, right? Like, she's not, there's no type of backstabbing that's going on. I just want to throw that out there that Maddie is just sort of saying, look, this is the situation. This is what would happen.
Yes. So that's all there was. It was, she said, Paris was indecisive. Everybody knew that. Mm-hmm. And she told Kayla that if the third person wins the veto, then Derek would go home. You'd have to assume that at least Kayla should have known that and probably would have figured it out at some point, because it's just, it's very simple, just like think one step ahead. Judge for yourself, but not a huge betrayal in my honest opinion.
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand where, yes, exactly. It's exactly like you're saying. This is just the situation. She should have figured it out on her own. Somehow she didn't. And Maddie had to tell her, which, you know, I don't know if Maddie, like, I mean, maybe you can clarify this for me. Like, did Maddie know that Kayla didn't?
I don't think so. I think she, like, yeah. It wasn't like, oh, you don't know? Well, let me explain it to you. It was like, well, as you know, if I win the veto and like.
Right. Yes. Because I was, you know, it's like, oh, my God, why did Maddie tell her? And it's like, well, she was under the assumption that Kayla can think one step ahead. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So after this conversation, Kayla's feeling pretty decently about Maddie. And she obviously definitely wants to put Paris up on the block. Paris is sort of catching on that that Kayla is seeming like she might put Paris on the block. So she goes to Will and she's like, I think Maddie sold us out. I think Maddie told Kayla something. And Will is like, I bet she did. That piece of nonsense and mad, bad person, Paris, Maddie. Oh, I hate her.
Yeah, imagine that, but more expletives. That's what actually happened. Yeah. Although that was very cute, Taryn.
So they start trashing on Maddie, and this is going to be a theme for the day. Paris then confronts Maddie, and this is when things start crumbling. The mental breakdown.
Yeah.
In Paris's head, she she had this decision that took her days to make, and she was constantly on edge. She was like on the verge of vomiting all week long. And then she made the wrong decision, and she was blaming herself at first, but then it was like, wait a minute. I don't have to blame myself. I can blame Maddie. We did this for Maddie. And now the gall of her to be talking to Kayla and telling her things that she already knows. What a manipulative person. Oh my God. I can't stand her. She's the most manipulative person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah. Paris just goes off on, I mean, Maddie is like the worst person on the planet. How could she betray her? Oh my God. Everything is Maddie's fault. Of course, Paris is, you know, she did nothing wrong because it's all about Maddie. She was like, I saved Maddie twice in 2 days, or, you know, in like the same day, like with two votes. And this is how she betrays me. This is what she does to me. This was full on kind of like delusional breakdown nonsense.
Yes. So they go back and forth a little bit. Paris is questioning Maddie. Maddie's like, yes, I did say these things. But I don't think that you or will take me to the final two. And Paris is like, I can't believe this. We saved Dayla for you. Then we kept you over Johnny, and we should have done what was best for us instead of what was best for you. I can't believe you played us. And Maddie, like, even like Maddie, when she goes to Will and she's like, Paris thinks I played her. Like, I feel so bad. And Will is like, well, you did play her.
That's because Paris, they made a call that was better for Maddie and not for her own game.
Yes. And so for the rest of the day, there's going to be like somebody left the valve open, and there will be tears flooding from one area or another in this house, basically for the rest of the day.
This was so brutal to watch. It was so much crying. Oh my goodness. And just crying and like berating, and then Maddie weirdly apologizing. This was a tough day.
Yeah. So Will and Paris are going to reconvene after the confrontation and continue to bash Maddie. Will wants to screw her over. He wants to promise Dayla he won't use the power of veto. He wants to get Maddie on the block and make sure that she goes home. This is when Paris is saying Maddie is the most manipulative person she has met in her life. So then Will goes to Dayla and he says, so Maddie came up with this plan to have the third person, person in our trio who's not on the block, win the veto and send you out, Derek. And they're like, oh, it was Maddie's plan. She was the one that told us about it. Well, Derek didn't actually know until Will told them. But Kayla was like, oh, she was the one that told me about it. And so he's like, yeah, so look, I won't use the veto. I swear on my son, if you don't put me up and I win the veto, I will not use it. I will not send Derek home. You don't have to worry about that. And Dayla, they buy it. They're good for that.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, no, he definitely won't use the veto. It's going to be fine. It's going to be totally fine because he swore on God and his kids. Derek's like, oh, that's so sweet. That means a lot. I don't know if Derek is aware of what's going on either. I just want to recap. Okay. Maddie tells Kayla something that Kayla should already know that is very logical. Paris and Will then go off on Maddie, and then Will goes back to Dayla and throws Maddie under the bus. Okay. So Maddie did nothing wrong. Like, I actually feel really bad for her because now she's just being completely trashed by Will and Paris, people who are theoretically like such good friends of hers and just care about her so much that they made moves that were better for Maddie's game than their own games. That's how much they care.
Yeah. And like, that's even before the mental breakdown that we'll talk about later in the day from Maddie. So Will promises this. And then he goes and he tells Paris that about the promise. He's like, I swore not to use the veto. And Paris is like, well, you're going back on that though.
Yeah.
And Will is like, oh, wait, I have to go back on it. Wait, but I gave my word. I don't know. Can't we just send Maddie home? I want to send Maddie home. And Paris is like, well, no, you got to go back on this. And Will's like, oh, we'll talk about it, I guess.
Like, yeah, at least Paris still has a little bit of sense to recognize that Will should not be making deals like this. Or at least if you're going to make deals, you have to be willing to go back on it. Like in that moment, I was like, oh my God, Will was serious. Like, Will was actually not going to use the veto. What?
Yeah. So, so Dela, they talk to each other, and they agree they want to go along with what Will is saying. They want Maddie gone. They want to take Will and Paris. They feel like they will be the easier people to beat. They even talk about taking Will to the final three, because, look, he's the only one that's offered so far. So, yeah, I guess that, it was, first to the offering, plus, you know, Derek and the bros. So, meanwhile, Paris is still upset. And this is like, this is very much just like a social experiment kind of thing. Like, if you want to see how guilt and like shame, like how these things affect people, like Paris, the reason she is just so terribly hard on Maddie is because she feels so bad about herself. And she is saying that, like, she heard the crowd booing when she voted for Allie. Mm-hmm. She heard the crowd cheering when she was called a floater. She feels like she is not respected. She feels like she clearly made the wrong decision, and she's doing everything in her power to not feel that pain and the shame and the guilt, and instead shift it all to Maddie and say it was Maddie's fault. I did it out of loyalty. That's a good reason to have made this mistake. And I was just too loyal and too good in this game. And Maddie is the one that manipulated me. She's the one that made the mistake for me. And it's just, it's a very violent shifting of the blame. And it's very hard to watch, but it's also very interesting in a very macabre way.
Yeah. I mean, definitely this is, you know, Paris rationalizing her behavior, saying, no, there's a reason why I behave this way. It was, you know, out of me being compassionate for someone else. So it like sort of justifies the behavior. And yeah, I mean, you can tell she was completely shaken by hearing Canada, you know, cheer when she was called a floater and boo when she voted for Allie. So I think that this is really, really just sort of, I mean, like you said, social experiment, totally, because it's clear, I think, now that Paris really is kind of playing for Canada. I mean, she does a lot of talking to the cameras, and I think part of that was sort of, I want Canada to like me, you know, look at me being this social and strategic mastermind. And now that she maybe, you know, is thinking, oh, Canada might not like me, it's really taking its toll.
Yes. Tracy says she's trying to play Canada now. I don't think so. I think she's trying to play herself. I think she's this is not for the benefit of anybody but herself. She's trying to make herself feel better about the situation. Doom Tribe wants to know, is the best move getting rid of either Paris or Will this week for Dela, since Maddie is clearly the third wheel in the trio? That brings us into the next conversation, actually, because Maddie talks with Kayla, and Maddie is now fully embraced the I'm a terrible person, I can't believe I did this to Paris and Will, and she's basically telling this to Kayla, and Kayla's like, well, I was feeling kind of good about our conversation, but from the sounds of it, it feels like you're telling me that things have changed and that you are no longer willing to work with me, and that you would use the veto if you want it. And Maddie's like, yeah, pretty much. I just, I can't believe what I've done to Paris and Will, and I can't do any more. I have to help them out now.
Yeah, this was some serious nonsense. Like, the fact that Paris and Will, through essentially just berating Maddie so much, Maddie now believes that she's the one who did something wrong. Like, and the things that Maddie is saying, like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I betrayed them, I'm such a horrible person, things like that. I was just like, I'm sorry, what? Like, did I miss something? I was seriously confused. I tried to go back. I was like, I must have missed like what Maddie did. No, this is just insanity.
Yes, it is. It is pure insanity. And if I'm Kayla and I'm listening to this conversation, I'm like, oh my God, Paris is like some kind of weird cult leader or something. Like, what happened? How did she manage to berate Maddie into this beaten husk of a human? Like, I can't have her stay in this house. I'd be like, Maddie, what are you talking about? But Kayla accepts this state of nature. She's like, well, look, if you're going to be endlessly loyal to Will in Paris, then, you know, I'm basically going to have to put you on the block, which she does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, I mean, with Maddie sort of just being like, oh, I'm such a terrible person, I can't believe I did that to them, that in Kayla's mind then means, oh, Maddie is so close with them, so I have to get Maddie out. But Paris is, I don't know. It was very odd, all of this.
Yes. So Paris and Maddie are nominated for eviction. Not too much is going to happen afterward. Paris and Maddie, they have a conversation again after the nominations. Maddie continues to apologize to Paris. This is a really weird conversation where Maddie is saying, like, you know, I don't want to win the veto because I don't want to send you home, but maybe I'd like to use the veto on you. But then I don't know, because I really need the money and it is all about the money, but I feel really bad because I don't want to ruin our relationship. And like, I almost don't want to win the veto, but I'm also willing to shave my head to win the veto. So, she's broken.
She's broken. Yeah. There's just between all of the apologizing and yeah, the willing to use the veto, like, oh, if I win the veto, I'll take you off, but it's all about the money. I can't do that, but I can, but I'll shave my head. Which I would love to see. So I'm hoping Big Brother Canada, you are listening. We get some head shaving up in here. I guess they kind of made up a little bit, but I think it was just a lot of tears, apologizing, groveling.
They made up in the same way that, like, in an abusive relationship, mm-hmm. like somebody is like, I'm so sorry for the things that I did that you are abusing me about. Like, it was not a mutual making up. It was very much, again, very hard to watch. Paris still very angry. Like, as soon as Paris leaves this conversation, she's like, that manipulative person, she's planning to shave her head to win this veto. She's going to send me home because she wants to shave her head. There's so much shaving the head talk that, because the trio is thinking like, oh, this is going to be a punishment competition. Like, how bad do you want it? And for the first time ever, it's going to be like, will the women shave their heads? I think that's just like wishful thinking, because that's the only kind of competition that they'd have a shot at.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's like, this is more psychology nonsense where they've convinced themselves it's going to be the head shaving punishment veto, because yeah, that's literally the only competition that they stand like a modicum of chance to win. So, oh man.
I got to say though, if I'm Big Brother Canada, and I wouldn't necessarily put this past them, and I'm hearing Maddie saying she's willing to shave her head, come on.
I know.
You got to give her the option. If Maddie shaves her head, that's a newsworthy moment there. That's a memorable thing. I think you gotta give her the chance to make it happen.
If you don't have Omarosa in the house talking about Trump, I mean, you got to do something else.
Yeah.
And shaving a head, I think that would be, she should go for it. Come on, Canada.
It would make for better television than whatever else thing they're going to do, like the brick challenge, you know.
I like the brick. Well, okay. But I will say that I would love to see some head shaving over this abusive relationship, which is really, that comparison, I think, is so incredibly apt. Like, I think that perfectly describes the Maddie Paris thing.
And just imagine, right? Like, I know Big Brother Canada loves this kind of thing. Like, they love their good TV. Imagine the competition is How Bad Do You Want It? Maddie shaves her head to win this veto because she loves this game so much and she needs the money and she wants to win it. And then uses the veto that she just shaved her head for on Paris, as a way to make up for the wrong that she didn't do Paris. that is legendary. It's awful, but it's legendary.
That would be, I mean, I guess it's exciting, but it's so twisted that I don't know if I could get behind it. And then, you know, Maddie gets voted out, right? So
yeah,
that would definitely, that would be brutal. Oh man, I can like picture it now though, because she's got her shaved head and she's like giving this speech. Of course, there's a lot of tears. I don't know if I could take that, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's like watching Shane get evicted on steroids. Like, that's tough. Kayla is going to talk to the cameras. This is very much like, you know, she's giving material for her winter montage. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm close to the end, you know, we're doing this. She's, you know, like, I'm feeling like we're close. Like, I've wanted this for so long and I'm almost there. And, she mentioned that she almost did use the veto in the triple eviction. She like basically recognizes that might've been a good move. It's, and I loved hearing this from Kayla, because she basically had the conversation that we had in the Triple Eviction Recap podcast, where she was like, it might have been better for my game, but at the same time, I didn't want to break my word, because now now my word means something and I have a chance to break it again, break it later. She talked about like swearing on her cats about like not taking Derek to the final two, like that kind of thing. She's like, I don't care. It's not going to do anything to my cats.
Yeah, that was, I think, one of my favorite things that Kayla has said. It's like, swearing on camera won't do anything to my cats. It's like, aw, I can get behind it.
They don't even, they can't even, how are they even going to know you swore on them? They don't even feel bad about it.
Yeah, they're not going to know. They're not going to know. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. So Maddie is also going to talk to the cameras. And again, hard to watch here. But part of this is that you have to like get into Maddie's head to understand why she's feeling this way. She's like, I'm a terrible person. And she's going as far like, I just want everyone to know, like, this is not a representation of my my upbringing. Like, I became this person after I left home. I don't want you to feel like my parents are the cause of like the terrible person that I am. And how am I going to face this jury that I had a hand in putting every single one of them there? And then you realize, oh my God, she thinks she's the mastermind. She thinks that she has done everything in this house. She thinks that that's why she feels so bad. She thinks she's Dan Gysling right now. And she feels terrible about it. She can't handle the pressure of being a fake Dan Gysling. This is what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the insanity coming back out again. The fact that she is, I mean, but she's so convinced. I mean, she believes it. She genuinely believes that she is the reason, you know, why people are in the jury, and that she, you know, betrayed them and backstabbed them. And that's why she feels so guilty and, you know, apologizes to her friends and family for, you know, betraying so many people and behaving the way she did, which I was like, I'm sorry, what? Behaving what way?
and it's like, you just want to grab her and be like, no, your friends and family are like, what? Like, they don't want you to feel bad for Paris. They're hating on Paris right now for what she's doing to you. And it's like, God, no. But you can't. She's in the house.
I know. I was like, okay, I don't know how we can get, but we need a montage of all the times that Paris threw Maddie under the bus, that let Maddie take the fall for something. Get a little drone, drive that over there, and then show that video, because that's what Maddie needs to see right now. And I know that, you know, we only have a couple weeks left. And so I'm just like, Maddie, please get through this so somebody can tell you the truth of what actually happened this season.
Yeah, I almost feel like they're going to need a montage at finale of like Paris. Maddie legitimately needs to be deprogrammed. Like, she's like, this is as soon as she gets out of the house, I hope her friends and family are there to be like, you are not a bad person. Please do not think this.
Yeah, seriously. Don't be so down on yourself. You are fine. I mean, and I think I don't know. I'm really worried for Maddie, because I think she is going to kind of have a rough time when she gets out of the house. So I'm like, please, Maddie, just go with your friends and family, be with them, you know, because she said she's not looking forward to her reception outside the house for whatever reasons she's made up in her mind. But I don't think it's necessarily going to be the softest landing.
Yeah. And well, it's interesting because I was in Boston, we were in Podcast House, and we showed somebody Dan's funeral and like evicting Shane, like all these things. And this is, they're seeing it for the first time. And they're like, oh my God, like, how can somebody be capable of that? Like, the manipulation of Danielle and like all of this, like, it must be scary to even like, you know, be somebody who's capable of doing that. And I think we are seeing like, Maddie thinks that she is doing those things, and she is finding herself not capable of it. And I don't think that's a bad thing for Maddie. I think that she's finding out the exact opposite of what she's feeling, which is that she's actually genuinely too good of a person to be Dan Gysling. Like, she doesn't have it in her, and that's not good for Big Brother, but I think it does speak well for her as a person, even though she may want to work on her, you know, not being manipulated skills.
Yeah, right. Yeah, a little easily influenced. I don't know. I mean, I think that this is just an example of what happens when you get locked in a house with no exposure to other people, and somebody who is, you know, I mean, just sort of crumbles. Like, it's really crazy. I mean, Maddie definitely, you know, I mean, I think that maybe this hasn't been the best experience. She's a big fan. But I hope that with sort of learning what actually transpired, you know, she'll come around. Like, she is a good person. Like you said, she's not sort of able to sort of handle all of the backstabbing and all that stuff. I think that does speak well, you know, for her, her friend, like her family should be proud. So anyway, we'll see.
Yes. So that's all we've got for you today, unless you've got anything else. I mean, it's lots of psychology in today's podcast.
Oh, oh my God. Okay. So I meant to bring this up earlier, but when we were talking about Derek, okay, Derek said something that I literally just laughed out loud when I heard it. Derek said, "Will might come to our side if Paris is out." I was like, what side? I was like, if Paris goes home, it's Maddie. So then that what makes you guys the final three? I was like, okay, Derek, you strategic mastermind, you, like, you go. Sorry, that just made me laugh. And so I had to bring it up.
Derek all season long has had a singular obsession with bros. Which, take that to mean whatever you want. He wants the guys to work together. He wants to make it to the end with the bros. And I think he's going to continue to push for Will to go far, which is the worst decision he could make, because I think Will is the only person who could potentially beat him other than Kayla. As much as I want to praise Derek, because I do think that he is being underrated as a game player, I think he is right up there with Kayla. I think they're pretty even. I think that Kayla obviously has more knowledge of the game, and I think that's going to give her an edge. But Derek is also very good socially. He's great in competitions. He's not bad strategically either. They both have their flaws. I think that edge that Kayla has is a huge one once it gets down to the end, because Derek right now is thinking like the two people he wants to take to the end the most are the only two people that can beat him. And he needs to switch that around. He needs to get a killer instinct here and take Maddie or Paris.
Yeah, but bros, man, we shared beers together, bro. he's just really obsessed with Will. It's kind of cute.
There you go. All right. Well, that's all we've got for you today. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, where I'll update you again on everything happening on these feeds. Hopefully a little less depressing. And then, of course, Monday night we'll be live. Rob will be live after the nomination episode of Big Brother Canada 6. Only a couple weeks left, Liana.
I know. It's crazy. I can't believe it. And with Celebrity Big Brother and then Big Brother Canada, like, what am I going to do without Big Brother in my life? What am I going to do on Friday nights? I might actually have a social life. Like, how crazy would that be?
You're going to watch me on Twitch. That's what you're going to do. Taryn Armstrong.
Nice plug.
And listen to the Taryn Show.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do with my Fridays now.
Yeah, exactly. That's what everyone does, right? They gather around the phone and just listen to the podcast.
Yes, this is much like the days of the family gathering around the radio to listen to their favorite radio program. We gather on Friday nights to listen to our podcasts with Taryn.
Yes. RuPaul is going on, right?
RuPaul is going on. Still have a couple more weeks of Survivor. So yes, even though Big Brother might be ending soon, we still have other reality TV to watch. So I'll be fine.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Liana is at Liana Boris. And I will see you next time.